Good morning, Acts chapter 9 for our scripture reading this morning. Today I'm going to be preaching about a changed life. We're going to be looking at the life of the Apostle Paul. Look at chapter 8 of Acts, and I want to begin reading at verse 1. Now Saul was consenting to his death at the time of persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And if you drop down to verse 3, the Bible tells us there, Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Now I want you to go to Acts 9 and verse 1. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogue of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, that refers to Christians, that's what the way means, the way of salvation that they believe, the way of life that they live, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were open, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus, and he was there 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. I guess one of the people who, outside the Lord Jesus Christ, who's had probably the greatest influence in my life is the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul is a person that in my own personal life I live with every day. Paul, of course, his name here is Saul. In Acts 13 and verse 9, the Bible tells us that his name was changed to Paul there. But here we see a man who really worked against the church of Jesus Christ. As Luke said in chapter 8, Paul was really making havoc against the church, against believers of Jesus Christ. And so we come to Acts chapter 9. And in Acts chapter 9, what you have is the testimony of Paul's conversion on the road to Damascus. Now, this conversion is so important that it's also found two other places in the book of Acts. It is found in Acts chapter 22 and also in Acts chapter 26. This is a great day for the history of the church of Jesus Christ. This is a great day for Christianity. Paul wrote 13 of the books that we have in the New Testament. That is very significant. Paul was a Jew. Paul was a Roman by citizenship. Paul, when he was 13, was sent off from Tarsus to Jerusalem to study to be a Pharisee. And he studied under the feet of one of the greatest teachers of Judaism of that day. So all this background that he had, of course, worked into how God used him in the future. What I want to talk about today, first of all, is the contact. Then we'll talk about the conversion, and then the conviction is what we're going to talk about today. So I want you to see the contact here. Damascus was located about 160 miles north of Jerusalem. today, where Damascus would be located, would be on the border of Syria and Iraq. That part of the world is where it would be located today. God knew where the Apostle Paul would be. This is not the first time we read about Saul or Paul. And it's hard, you know, I'll be going back and forth from Saul to Paul because it's hard not to do that. But if you remember when the church chose the first deacons, one of those deacons was a man by the name of Stephen. The Bible tells us when Stephen was stoned for his faith in Jesus Christ, for preaching the Word of God, that there was a man there by the name of Saul who was in charge of the execution of Stephen. The Bible tells us that what they did was to lay their coats, to lay their clothes at the feet of the Apostle Paul, who was giving them authority to put Christians to death. That's the first time we hear about Saul. What I'm saying is this. On the Damascus Road was not the first time that God had made contact with the Apostle Paul. What we need to understand is this. When Paul went to arrest these Christians, and when Paul was putting believers in prison, he heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. He knew what they believed. He knew what they lived for. He knew what it meant to be the people of the way. He had heard them talk about salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so here on the road to Damascus, all those things had come together. So on this road to Damascus, what happened was, the Bible says Paul, Saul, saw this great light and he fell to the earth. When you put together Acts 22 and you put together Acts 26, you get the full account of the version of the conversion of the Apostle Paul. The Bible tells us in other references that it was at noonday. So it was at the hottest point of the day. It was at noon, and God appeared to this man on the road to Damascus. What did God see in Paul? God saw in Paul the same thing he sees in every one of you today. You may be on that Damascus road today. You may be at a point in your life where you know that God has been speaking to you. God's been trying to get your attention, and it's time to do something about that. And so on this road to Damascus, it was no accident. God was in control. The Holy Spirit was working things together. The Holy Spirit was working things to come together for this great conversion that happened here. Now his conversion, his salvation, was immediately. However, his life that he lived for the Lord Jesus Christ, his maturity, his growth in the Lord, lasted a lifetime. And that's how it happens with all of us. Salvation is immediate, but we grow in Christ. And so as Paul said, he said, I live for Christ. He says, what I want you guys to do is to imitate me as I imitate the Lord Jesus Christ. This contact was made. A great conversion came about. And so what I want to talk about now, though, is the conviction. What was the conviction here? Well, the conviction is seen here in the story where Jesus says to Paul, he says, Paul, Saul, it's hard for you to kick against the gourd. What's a gourd? It was a sharp instrument that they used to drive cattle, that they used to drive oxen. And so what Jesus is saying to Paul here, it's hard for you to keep going against what I have for your life. You're hurting yourself by not giving in. You're hurting yourself by doing what you are doing. Now remember this, Paul thought that he was doing the right thing for God. He thought the thing that he needed to do was to put Christians in prison. He had authority. He had permits from the high priest to go not only to Jerusalem, to go outside of Jerusalem and to arrest Christians, to put them in prison, and to execute them. So that was his life. All of these things brought about this conviction in his heart. He knew now, on this road to Damascus, that there would be a great turning about in his life. There would be a great change that happened in his life. Do you remember when you were saved? Do you remember that time when you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? You see, it may not have been as dramatic as Paul's was on Damascus Road, but all of us who are believers and all of us who have faith in Jesus Christ, we've had that Damascus Road experience. Now, the Bible tells us this in the book of John. What conviction is the work of the Holy Spirit in a person's life to convict people because they do not believe in Jesus Christ. Listen, the only sin that sends anyone to hell is the sin of unbelief, the sin of not receiving Jesus Christ. And so the conviction here in Paul's life was the conviction of belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. I said Paul was sent to Jerusalem when he was 13. Stephen was stoned at Jerusalem. So between, 13 and the age that Paul is now, he is back in Jerusalem. What historians tell us and what biblical scholars tell us is this, that Paul was in Jerusalem the same time Jesus Christ was there. We have no evidence from the Bible that Paul ever met Jesus Christ when he was in Jerusalem. There's no evidence in the Bible. But on this day, on the road to Damascus, Paul met Jesus Christ. The question I have today is this. Have you met Jesus Christ? Do you know Him? You see, the question here in this story today is, what are you going to do with Jesus Christ? How do we know it was Jesus that appeared to him? Well, here in the Scripture, the Bible tells us, I am Jesus. And so Jesus is speaking to Saul. And he says, I am Jesus, in verse 5, whom you are persecuting. And then Ananias says, down in this chapter, he says, Brother Saul, in verse 17, he says, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road. And then Barnabas said, in verse 27 here, he said, he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road and that he had spoken to him. So, who did he meet? He met Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. Have you met Christ? Do you know Jesus? Have you put faith and trust in him? Well, that's what this story is about. Now I want to talk about the conversion that took place. How do we know that Saul was saved? How do we know that his life was changed forever? Well, somewhere between verse 4 and verse 5 and verse 6, somewhere in there, a great thing happened in Apostle Paul's life. A great change happened in his life. So in verse 6, here's what he said. He said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Now listen to me. That's hard for all of us to say. Lord, what do you want me to do? And so the Lord gave him instruction. And he told him what to do. He told him to go to the house of Ananias. And Ananias would be there. Things would happen. And things would come about. But the evidence of his conversion happened pretty quickly here. Because what he's doing is doing what God wants him to do. Now, what is the overarching truth in this story today? Here it is. What you see in this story today is the sovereignty of God in the work of salvation. We are not saved on our own. We are not saved through our own work. We're not saved through our own merit. But we are saved through the grace of God. And so on that day, what happened was the grace of God reached down to this man named Saul. On that road to Damascus, spoke to his heart, and changed his life. And from that point on, you know what Paul did? He followed the Lord Jesus Christ. And he did what God wanted him to do. What the Lord told Ananias was this. He says, Saul's going to come down there. And he says, you go to this house. and says, when he gets there, I want you to pray with him. I want you to encourage him. And remember, Saul was blind because of this great light that he saw. And when he got there, Ananias prayed for him and he received his sight. But Ananias was speaking to the Lord. And he said, Lord, you know, we've heard a lot of things about this guy named Saul. We know what his background is. We know that he puts Christians to death. Barnabas was one of the leaders of the church there at Damascus. And he says, you mean you want me to bring this guy in who has authority, who has permits to put Christians in prison? You want me to talk to him? He says, that's exactly what I want you to do. And in the Bible, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that when he went up to Saul, you know what he said? Brother Saul. I love that. That is a great story of the grace of God that changes a person's life. Now again, let's bring this all together. What does this testimony say to us? This testimony talks about the life before we come to Christ. This testimony talks about a life after coming to faith in Jesus Christ. You know, there could be an Apostle Paul here today. There could person here today who is on the road to Damascus. God has been speaking to you. God's been trying to get your attention. God has been showing you His grace. His convicting power has really worked in your life, and you've never said yes to Him. If that's where you are today, then that's the issue of your life. What are you going to do with Jesus Christ? When we receive Him and trust Him, we become a believer. You know what happens? Our life is changed forever. Look how God used Paul. He took his background. He took his education. He took all that religious training. He took his zeal. He took his passion for doing what he thought, you know, he needed to do. The Bible says Saul was breathing out threatens to Christians. You know what that means? It consumed him. I mean, this was the passion of his life. And God took that passion and turned it around and changed it for reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. This man named Saul became a pastor. He became a great missionary. He became a great teacher of the Word of God. I mean, that's how God can take a person, the most unlikely person that you could think that God would ever use. His grace reaches down and changes that life to use you for the glory of God. What are you going to do with Jesus? It's hard to kick against what God wants for your life. It's hard to fight against the Lord. Will you surrender to Him today and say yes to Jesus Christ? Let's stand for invitation. Father, we just thank you today for your word. And we thank you for this story. What a great testimony this is of your grace. When we think about Saul and we think about his conversion, then automatically we think about the great Apostle Paul that he became. We think about the influence that Paul has had upon the church of Jesus Christ. The influence that he's had on each and every one of us as we read the Bible and as we study the Bible. Lord, it was no accident that Saul was on that Damascus road that day. It is no accident that people are here in this building today. You have everyone here today for a reason and for a purpose. Father, I pray for that person today who's on that Damascus road. You've been trying to get their attention for a long time. You have shown them grace after grace after grace. Lord, today I pray this would be the day that they would come to you and surrender to you. I pray today that we would see lives changed through the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it's in His name we pray. Amen. Let's sing together, please.